whakalo whalahi atu ki amtu lo si ki he mga hapongi pongi nei ko a meike ki whanona o mea ki haro tōle te pokianga ki lunga ki hele tio Planet 5, Planet 104.6 ko nei ko aisatonga ko meike ki taktake atu ai haro tōle te pokianga ki lunga ki he pulangi ki latea mo mtolu e tauma matua ko meike whanona o mea ki he mga hapongi pongi nei ho hofia te whakalo whalahi ki amtu ke whakalo wha Noa he hata tole iki ko Jesu Kristo ko meike ki muai da tole aho fulfulola nei kisikisata ki whafo ki kila mai la mama mai mo e hana fulfulola e mama e aho mo e mafana i foki ke tau sino hata tole ne mokomoko e pouri e po se kwa mina ia kwa la teni ia tau tolu ke tade da tole whahekanga me nawa ki mua he atua ko e hana whakalofa well This morning we had to give thanks and to give praise to God for His love, His grace and His mercy upon our life. The night has been gone, did we lay down and rest? And here this morning as we wake up, a new morning, a new day and a beautiful day that God has given us. So this morning before I wake up, I hear the sound of the bird who are singing and flying around. And I do believe they are Give thanks to God because of a new morning and a new day. Brothers and sisters, aren't you and I are worthy than the birds? If the birds wake up in the morning and singing to God, why don't us human? We are more than anything else because God created us to His own image. And we should be wake up this morning and give thanks and give praise to God. So therefore, Praise the Lord. Koemina ia tama matua, tau kapsinga. Tola he whikaui ki muhe tua, ha koe hana, takitaki anga ma whola. Ko mei ke hoko mai ai tau tolu ke ahutapu nei. Manatu whoke au ke tuku ate tau manatu whikaui lai mahaki. Ki am tolu e tau matakainanga, tau manga whaoa, tau kapsinga. Ha koe am tolu tau liongi, am tolu tau lango matai ke kehe. Ke he hamaua manga whaoa me hako tukoua. Ha koe hamaua tama fine me hana tane kua toka e mui nei kua e hama ua fingona haia se kua mina ia kua whakau e tau ke mtolu ke tau liongi tau lango matai ke kehe kua manatu mai e mtolu ke mga uka he mga whawa pese ni kua e mauku kua tō ke he loto kaina ka kua nawa me whakau e ki mua tua ha kua ia ni ne pure ke tau minosi kua e tau mumui whakau ke mua tua Tau tolu ke lewe ke koloa. Tau tolu ke lewe ke mui. Ne fuaki mai hea tua. Koe mene ia. Mga pongi nei. Tu kamata ia hara tolu atapa ki anga. Ki mua hea tua. Let us pray. Koe ia tua fukaue me fukatuloa. Tama tolu ki mua hau ke pongi nei. Koe aho fou. Kwa fuaki mai e koe ke lata ime hama tolu atamu mui. Pouli e pone tata koto ai hama tolu. Me oki oki ai ke hama tolu atamu mui hanga. Kua te taini ama tōla tamo mōi, mai tau a kau kua mapakipaki mai e hālau tōla tamo te fū. Kaka pangpongi nei kua liu whakati tūha ke koe a mau tōlu. Hai nei kua honono vi koe a mau tōlu ke hea māma he aho, mai hana fulufulu ola. Whaka ke kila mai a koe la ke mawhanasia a mau tōlu a tau sino, hā kua moko moko mai makaliri e pouri he pō. Tāta e mau tōle whakaheke me navaanga, owe tulau ke tua, hako tū mau angai e whafangu he mōi, ke hā mau tōle tau mō mōi. Longo nai e mau tōle ongo he mase, ke taha loto kaina mo taha loto kaina, hau fia e hā kua loto kaina koe atua. Kai whakau e me nawania mau tōlu ka koe koe atua. Hei loa e mau tōlu ko koe e whala na ki anga, ko koe e ama mana ki anga, ko koe e whakamawhana si anga, ke tau mga ho uka pihia ke tau mō mōi. Owe tu lo, koe atua nai, ke aho ni oki oki ai hamaua whingona, ke hoko mai i aho ni afi, liwa ke kloa he kele kele ke he kele kele, ka koe hana nganga kwa haia ke hawa pule tonu koe atua. Monu ina mai mawhola e tau whika wose hako iloa e matolu, hawa ma vihanga koe atua. Matolu ni tua me wharanaki ke koe na kai siaki e koe, koe mina ia kwa whakaue me nawa mo whakatulau atu ki mua hau. Lau tolu e tamo matua koe atua ni tata koto ke tau kaina, lole lole me masa masa kelea, ole ki mua hau koe atua, langu matai atu ke lau tolu. Lau tolu kua pehia ke tau ngangau, ke tau whalinga ngau, faramonui na tu kela utolo. Tau mga fawa kwa faratutuku, haka tau frailele, faramafanasia tu kela utolo. Faranana e tau ina mata kwa malingi, e tau mata kwa etua. Mamoko, haka mavehe, mangalo atu mwemoi nei. Kwa etua nae, lautolo kwa la auhia ke tau ferfika wanga ke mame aho. Na kai meke hohoko atu ke tau ngahua, ke tau faitunga. Lave lave haka tau ngahua. Faramunuina ke lautolo. Lautolo kwa na kaiopa hua ki ke tapo ya honei. Faramunuina tu foki ke lautolo koe atua. Hako iloe matolo kwa koe koe atua fika alofa koe. Koe hawa fika alofa. Kwa tatai ni hawa fika alofa ke tau tangata osi. Hako faka kikila mai hawa la. Mafanasia ye tau tangata otap. Mafanasia ye tau tangata ayotap. Mafanasia ye tau tangata tututon. Mafanasia ye tau tangata angahala. Pieni e whakalo whawe li ling mai uha. Inuai a mautoro i te tangata hala. Inuai i tau tangata momoui. Mwe tutu tonu. Pie hawa whakalo wha koe atoa. Ole ki mua hau. Haere mea koe whamuni na hawa kupua. Mena ke wholofola ke pongi pongi nei. Lord, I pray to you, Lord, this morning for all my friends, my family who are listening on the radio and on the Facebook. Lord, I pray to you to bless them. Thank you, God, for this new day. The night has gone as we lay down and rest. We didn't know anything. Death is going around us. But we praise you, God, that you wake us up in this new morning, a new day. Lord, there are my friends out there, and there are my family out there. There are a lot of things that they go through in their life. There are family who are sorrow and sadness because of their loved one. There are family who are in the hospital, sick. There are family who are suffer from different things. But I pray to you, God, for all of them, to bless them. Lord, at this service that I do this morning, for those who cannot able to go to church, Lord, bless them. In your name, Lord Jesus, I thank you. Amen. Mangonei to mo mai wharokupu ke eke mo whaume whananga mai dautolu ke pungpung nei. To mo mai ni he maweanga fōu e to he mateio ko e viweanga hongo fulmahiva. The scripture that I am going to share this morning from the book of Matthew, chapter 19. Mateio ko e viweanga hongo fulmahiva. And excuse for my voice. I've been talking too much all week, but I'll try my best. So let me know if I'm going to be able to do it. 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 If you've got your English Bible with you, please, you can read it yourself from the book of Matthew, chapter 19, from verse 16 to verse 24. That's where my message will be. Ko he ngoa e mena mitaki ke eke e au ke moua ai e au e moi tukulangi. Astalangi ai a ia ke ia. Ko to toku he hae ko e au kua mitaki. Nā kai mitaki taha. Kā ko te ko taha o ko ia, ko ia tua ia. Kua fia hoko, kā fia hoko a koe ke moui. Kia o mauma e koe ke tau poaki. Ko talangi a ia ke ia. Ko e poaki fei. Aspe angai a Yesu. Ua keritangata a koe. Ua faivao a koe. Ua kaiha a koe. Ua whakasipiko a koe. Kia whakalilifu a koe ke hawa matua tane mai hawa matua fifine. Katoa mo e. Kia whakalofa atu a koe. Kia ia ni katofia mo koe. Kia tungani a koe. Kia koe. Kwa behe mai e fuata kia ia. Kua o maoma e au e tau mina osi nā tani mai he mu, mai he tose au. Kā ko hingo e mena ni toe nā kai la eke e au. Ko talanga Yesu kia ia ka eke ki manako a koe kia katoa toa hawa mahani mitaki. Kia whanua a koe mai whakafua atu hawa tau mena. Si ange ke tau nono fungasi. asimoa i koe koloa ni longa ke langi asi hau amu i mui mai ki au kolongona e fuata i kupu ia asi fano kehea ia ia mui momoko ha koe tangata muhu koloa a ia asi talangi a ia Yesu ke hana taututaki koe moli ke talate au ke mtoru koe mena uka ke huate tangata muhu koloa ke kautu he langi tamata kainanga ta kusinga koe kupu maa tatolu ke manga pongi pongi nei koe huhu he fuata fio manako ia ke iloa koe he ingoa e mena ke eke e ia ke moua ia e moi tukulangi this young man he is a rich young man he came to Jesus and asked what shall I do to have eternal life koe huhu the question have you ever think like that ko mana mana to be here na kaya ko ke hawa mui ke hu hu ifo ko ingo e mena ke tau se e au ke mua e mui tukulangi have you ever asked to yourself what should I do to have eternal life linga ni mana to ko e kua fana te ia ko e he tap linga ni mana mana to ko e kua whaikoto whanga ko e he tap Linga ni mana manatu a koe kua fuaki koe e tautupe ke tapu. Se linga manatu a koe kua mua te e koe e kautu e langi ka masi a koe. I believe maybe that you think, well, I've been going to church. I've been giving to church. I give my times. I have position in church. Maybe all those things that you do in church, maybe you think that you have eternal life if you die. And that is what happened to the life of this young man. Mena ia ni tupu ke mui he fuata nei. Mua ia longa ta mena. This young man know he have everything. He is wealthy. And he come and ask Jesus, what should I do to have eternal life? Hawa ia me huke Yesu, ko ingoi mena ki tau se au, ke muai e au e mui tukulangi. Talanga Yesu, here Jesus said to this young man, O mauma ke tau poake. Jesus was saying to this young man, when he asked, what should I do? Jesus said, obey the commandments. Talanga Yesu, kia o mauma e tau matafakatufono. This young man turned around and said to Jesus, which one? Uhu, efuata ke Yesu, poaki fe kia. Talange a Yesu. Now Jesus replied, awane ke keritangata koe, awane ke faivao, awane ke kaiha, awane ke fraspiko. Ke vralili fo koe ki hawa me tu tane, me hawa me tu fine. Well, Jesus reminded this young man the law. The law is the Ten Commandments. There are a lot of laws that God gave to Moses to teach to the children of Israel. But Jesus was reminding to this young man the Ten Commandments. Because the Ten Commandments, a lot of the law in the Old Testament, there is a law of Moses. Say, if you kill somebody, you have to die. If you give somebody a black eye, well, the other person had to give you a black eye. That is a law that Moses was teaching. If you punch somebody's mouth and fold their teeth, well, it has to be tooth to tooth, eye to eye, death to death. That's another law. If we live in that law of Moses, I don't know, you're still alive today or not. But the commandments, the law of God that reminded this young man, the Ten Commandments, because that Ten Commandments, as Jesus said, that Ten Commandments, heaven and earth can be disappear, but the word of God will be never disappear. And Jesus said, I didn't come to polish or ignore the law, but he came to fulfill the law. pei ki koe suna kai hawa uke mou mou e whakatu whono ka ke whakakatoa toa so ka mena ia ni manako ai fuata nei ke mou e mou itukulangi si talangi Jesu ke fuata nei oma oma e ta whakatu whono ka oma oma e koe si mou e koe mou itukulangi ka e tari e fuata nei koe pua ki fe si talangi Jesu so ka mentapatu e taha e whakatu whono nei ne loto au ke whakamafana ke koe mou koe mata whakatu whono nei ne talangi Jesu Kia maoma koe ki hao matua tāne me hao matua fine mo e kia whakalofo koe ke ia ni katofia mo koe. Now this morning I will talk to you about this commandment that Jesus reminded to this young man. He want to have eternal life, but Jesus said to him, well, love your neighbor as you love yourself. That is the most important things in our life, to love your neighbors. For us Christian. Well, or maybe for you who listen this morning, maybe you're wondering what is neighbor. Of course, we all know your neighbor. That is your neighbor. And here in New Zealand, there was a program in our television. It says, Neighbor from Hell. And I believe a lot of you who watch that program, Neighbor from Hell, which means you don't love your neighbor or your neighbor hates you. Well, the whole week, I live in a dead end street. It's only about 50 houses on that street. And I know there will be a lot of people who will come to my house. And we will be struggling with the parking. So I went to our neighbors and tell them we have a funeral at my loved one has passed away. So I come and warn you, the parking will be taken. Some cars will be here, a lot of cars will be coming around. And my neighbor, they thank you for letting them know, and they offer their parking of their house to come and park there as well. So I try to keep the peace with the neighbors. That's my next door neighbors. So I had to do the right things. Right through the whole weeks, there is no complaint, there is no tow truck to come and tow. Cars who are parking in a footpath, parking on other people's driveway because I already off talk to them. And that's what Jesus is saying here, that we need to love our neighbors. So when you need to love your neighbors, you need to communicate with your neighbors. You need to talk to your neighbors. That's how you love. And sometimes I'm a fisherman. When I go fishing, I come and go give my neighbors some fish. Why? Because I needed to keep peace with my neighbors. And not only that, the good things that I love my neighbors, when I go away, they keep an eye on my house. When they go away, I keep an eye on their house. And that's how I love neighbors. And that's why Jesus was talking here that we need to love our neighbors. But I bring these neighbors. Neighbor means the people who live next to you. I talked to you yesterday about loving your neighbors. About like if your husband and wife will listen this morning. Husband, you need to love your neighbor. Your neighbor is your wife. So if you live together in the house, turn around to your husband or your wife and say, hey, I am your neighbor. Love me, I am your neighbor. And I will love you, you are my neighbor. And you better do that. Because so many times, you know, husband and wife, they got their up and downs, and they start to hate each other, and they started to have argue, and then come to an end, a broken family. Why? Because there is no love. And that's one of the commandments that Jesus reminded this young man. If you want to completely your good deeds, and if you want eternal life, well, you need to love your neighbors. So this morning, husband and wife, your husband is your neighbor. Husband, your wife is your neighbor. And also, parents, children, they are your neighbors. You know, sometimes parents, you had enough of your children. If they don't pay their rent, if they don't pay their board, if they don't give you money, you just had enough. You kick them out and you chase them out. Go, find somewhere to live. And if your children they do something bad to you, you're angry, and then you cut them off. You're not my child anymore. See, now this morning, Jesus has spoken to us. You need to love your neighbor. Some brothers and some sisters today, brothers, your sister is your neighbor. How is your relationship with your brother and your sister? Sister, your brother is your neighbor. How are your relationship today? I know maybe you have difference and now you cut off. You don't want to know him anymore. You don't want to know her anymore. So here is Jesus said, if you want eternal life, love your neighbor as you love yourself. There are so many things that we needed to love. How do you work at your workplace? Do you love your boss? Do you love your fellow worker? Maybe you hate somebody at work. Why? Because he is the supervisor. If the supervisor tells you what to do, maybe you don't want to. You hate it. But that's why it's very important. They are your neighbors, the people you work together with every day of your life. They are your neighbors. You know, when you love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and then you can love your neighbor. You will love your neighbor. And that's why it's very important when we have God in our life and we're full with that love, and you will come. Love everybody. Well, I know there is a lot of enemies. You have a lot of enemies there. But if you die today without loving your enemies, without loving your brothers, without loving your sister, without loving your parents, think hard. Think about the end of your life. Are you going to be made it to heaven? Are you going to be able to make it to eternal life? Jesus looked at this young man and said, if you want to have eternal life, this young man turned around and said, well, I know all those things when I was young. What else I'm lack of? Jesus said, go and sell what you have. What do you have in your heart? What do you have in your life? According to the law of the Ten Commandments, if you don't have love, if you have hateness, if you have bitterness in your life, that's other thing that Jesus said to this young man, go and sell what you have. Don't go and sell your house. Don't sell your car. What are you going to do? Live on the street? Walk? Don't give all your money away. Well, Jesus means don't love those things. But what's in your heart, let it go. So you can have a free heart to have love, have the godly love to love your brothers, love your sisters, love the people around you. And that is important for us to love our loved one. There was something was happening to a father and a son. A father and a son one day, the mother of the son who passed away and come to a stage, the father want to remarry again. And the father will find another woman to be his wife. And not long, but then the son will say, Dad, I honor you as my father and your wish, but, you know, there is something is happening. Mom hasn't been going out for that long. And then the father turned around and growling to the son and cut off the son and say, well, it shouldn't talk like that to me. And now I had to live my life and I don't want to know you anymore as my son. None of your business about my life. So suddenly the son passed away and I do believe to the father. He feel guilty today because he never have a chance to say sorry to the son. And the son died and passed away. And that's why I bring this message for you, loved ones, brother and sister, parents this morning. Show the love that Jesus said. Love your neighbor. How the way you love your neighbor. say bad words to hurt them, say a word to cut them off, say such a word to put them down. How do you love your neighbor? Now when I read this, I had to be careful of what I am saying as well to my loved one, to you, my friend. I had to be careful of what I'm saying. I don't want to offend you, to put your life down, but I needed to speak to you the truth, to give you a chance. Love your neighbor while you're still alive. Don't wait for your loved one to die before you come and ask for forgiveness. I watched my son-in-law has been passed away, and I know everything was happening to him, between him and his family. Well, I hear some of them, they cry and ask for forgiveness. And I say to myself, well, it's really sorry they ask for forgiveness, but the person who died cannot hear it. The person who died cannot forgive you. And then that's why I praise the Lord. I preached this message yesterday on my funeral. And last night, one of my niece was say something very bad to my dad. It was her grandfather. And when she hear me preaching yesterday to love your neighbor, to forgive one another, and last night we came home, she come around home and crying and asked to her grandfather, please forgive me for what I say on the Facebook, to hate you, my granddad, to hate you, my auntie, to hate you, my uncle, to hate you. I come and ask you, Grandpa, please forgive me. And Grandpa, my dad, encouraged her granddaughter, and bless her and forgive her and bless her. My niece have 10 children. And my dad say, I forgive you and I leave my blessing for you to bless you with your children. And that's why I bring this message. Love your neighbor while they're still alive. Ask for forgive one another while they're still alive. Don't wait to die before you come and cry in a coffin and ask for forgiveness. It will never forgive, and it will never give peace in your life until you die. Do that now. Show the love. And I praise the Lord. That's why I want to encourage you this morning. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you want eternal life, Jesus said, obey the commandments. And that's one of the commandments that Jesus said, love your neighbor. Love your wife. Love your parents. Love your auntie, your uncle, your brother, your nephew, your niece. Love everybody. They are your neighbor. So when you die, you don't have treasure here like that young man. He have a lot of things in her heart, but he didn't obey the commandment. When Jesus said, go and sell everything and come and follow me, he walked away, hurt, and he don't want to follow Jesus. And that's my encouragement to you, brothers and sisters. Love one another. And if you hate me, come and ask me for forgiveness. I can forgive you. I forgive all of you who say bad things to me in Jesus' wonderful name. If I die, I want to die peacefully with nothing to go against anybody. And that is my message for you this morning, brothers and sisters. Love one another. Love your neighbor. Love them. Well, you still have opportunity to love them. Say sorry to them. Well, you still have opportunity to say sorry to them. May God bless you and have a good week. Do that now while you have the opportunity. Like my niece last night. Hear the message during the day. Come home last night at night. Say sorry to my dad because dad is going back home to Australia today. Who knows? He's going to live longer or not. And that's, they make peace, and that's wonderful to see, get them together to love one another. May God bless you and have a good week. Lord, I pray to you for all my friends and my listeners this morning. Bless them. Pour down your Holy Spirit upon us to encourage us to hear your words, your commandment for us to love one another. to love our neighbors. Lord, fill their heart with love so they can love their loved ones while they still have opportunity. Bless us all. In your name, Lord.